Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, June 6th. I'm Mark Daniels. The NBA Finals opening Thursday night at the AT&T Center in San Antonio, Texas, and the Spurs beat the Miami Heat not once, but twice. 110-95 was the final score on the floor, but inside the building, the air conditioning unit broke down and created sweltering conditions for both sides, says Coach Greg Popovich.
You know, it was probably tough on both teams. Players were pretty dead. So we try to, you know, get guys in and out a little bit more than we usually do. It kind of screws up the rhythm a little bit, but it was mighty hot out there.
Tony Parker had 19, Tim Duncan 21 points, 10 rebounds. LeBron James scored 25, but he started cramping up and was not on the floor for the final 4 minutes of the game. And Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says that's when it turned.
I mean, it was an explosion at that point. They flattened us out offensively, and Danny Green shook free for those threes, and the floodgates came open at that point. I think when we were up five with the timeout, 86-79, from that point on, it was a 30-6 run or something like that.
Actually, it was 31-9 to close out the game. The NBA's vice president of operations, Rod Thorne, what the heck happened to the air conditioning?
The explanation was that the air conditioning system essentially failed. We have from tonight until Sunday, to get it fixed. We do not foresee any problems at all come Sunday. We think it'll be fixed come Sunday, and we'll be able to play under normal conditions.
In college basketball, a big contract for the University of Kentucky head coach John Calipari. 55-year-old signs a 7-year deal worth $52 million. He led the Wildcats to the Final Four last season, school's 16th trip to the national semifinals in 5 seasons. Kentucky has won national championship, 3 Final Fours under Calipari's watch. Now to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers salvaged a split in that 4-game home-and-home interleague series with the Minnesota Twins, winning 8-5 at Target Field on Thursday night. Willie Peralta getting his 5th win of the year, but he gave up a grand slam home run to Oswaldo Arcia in the 3rd inning. Brewers get most of it back with Carlos Gomez hitting a 3-run shot in the 4th. And then Chris Davis put the Brewers on top with a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. Davis feeling rested after a couple of days off.
A little bit. I came to the park feeling a little fresh and a little off to start, but I got back up in there.
Jonathan Lucroy tacking on a 2-run home run in the 9th. Francisco Rodriguez with his 18th save. Brewers get to 36-25, now lead the NL Central by 5. They head to Pittsburgh for a weekend series. Kansas City helped out the Crew by beating the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2, scoring 3 runs in the 6th inning. Miami handed Tampa Bay its 10th straight loss, 11-6. In the National League, Giants beat the Reds 6-1. Madison Baumgartner going 8 innings, allowing a run. Nationals over the Phillies 4-2 to complete a 3-game sweep. Cubs sweep the Mets with a 7-4 victory, and the Diamondbacks finish off a sweep of Colorado 12-7. In the American League, Masahiro Tanaka now 9-1 as he leads the Yankees to a 2-1 victory over the Oakland A's. Toronto beats Detroit 7-3. Houston over the Angels 8-5, and Texas beat Baltimore 8-6. Major League Baseball held its free agent amateur draft on Thursday night, and the Houston Astros, with the number one choice again, took California high school pitcher Brady Aiken first overall, Astros' 3rd straight year with the number one pick. Milwaukee Brewers' top choice, also a high school pitcher, left-hander Cody Medeiros of Hilo, Hawaii, 12th overall choice. Brewers also take 2 other high school players, shortstop Jacob Gatewood of California and outfielder Monty Harrison of Missouri. Those youngsters may be headed to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in the near future. Timber Rattlers beat Cedar Rapids 7-4 at Fox City Stadium. Michael Rattery with a home run. Rattlers have reeled off 3 in a row. They'll play Cedar Rapids again on Friday night. Green Bay Bullfrogs in the Northwoods League crushed Kalamazoo 16-1 at Joanne Stadium. They're off to a 7-3 start on the year. They will travel to Madison for a 2-game series beginning Friday night. And Kenosha scored 6 runs in the 1st inning to beat the Sheboygan A's 9-2 in the Northeast Wisconsin League. A's now 4-3 overall. They'll spend the weekend in Eau Claire with a pair of doubleheaders. French Open Tennis Championships. Women's final is set. 4th-seeded Simona Halep and 7th-seeded Maria Sharapova will play for the Grand Slam title. The men's semifinals are coming up on Friday afternoon. The St. Jude Classic, this week's stop on the PGA Tour in advance of next week's U.S. Open, had to endure a 3.5-hour rain delay. Ben Crane, a 7-under par 63, has the first round lead by 2 strokes. Football news. Green Bay Packers have announced their family night will take place August 2nd, but it won't be the family night scrimmage. Instead, Mike McCarthy is going to have a full practice with limited live tackling. He wants to limit the contact after what happened last year, Brian Bulaga tearing his ACL during the family night scrimmage and was lost for the season. The NFL draft is moving out of Radio City Music Hall next year. The building will not be available in either April or May of 2015. NFL.com says there are 12 cities interested in hosting the annual event. LA, Chicago, New York City, among those. Draft has been in New York since 1965 and has been held at Radio City Music Hall since 2006. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals coming up on Saturday night with the LA Kings hosting the New York Rangers with a 1-game-to-none lead. In the USHL, the Green Bay Gamblers wasting little time finding a successor to Derek Lalonde, who after 3 years left to become head coach of the Toledo Walleye of the East Coast Hockey League. Gamblers team president Brandon Bruss promoting from within.
We're very proud to introduce the 7th head coach, general manager in Green Bay Gamblers team history, Pat Mikish.
Mikish spent 3 years as the chief assistant to Lalonde. He's a former captain of Michigan Tech college hockey program, and he says he's ready for the job.
I know I'm in a great situation. I mean, the PMI Entertainment and the whole Gamblers organization is world-class. And so I know there's challenges in front of us. It's a great league we get to coach in, but I'm excited for it, and I feel very confident about it.
And finally, history could come on Saturday in New York as California Chrome, the odds-on favorite, to win the race and capture the Triple Crown. If California Chrome pulls it off, he'll be the first Triple Crown winner since affirmed in 1978. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.